This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Trust those doctors out there, man. That's why we're paying all those guys, sports scientists and analytics and all that different stuff. Welcome back here on a Football Friday. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. Omar? Keep them healthy, man. Just keep them healthy. That's all we got to do here over these next 3 weeks. We need as many able bodies as we can as the Dolphins get set to take on the Colts in the opener, a game that should be very winnable for this Dolphins team. I don't care what happens over the next 3 weeks. That should be a winnable game to start the season. I could not have maybe handpicked an opponent better than the Colts for you to start things off. Probably couldn't pick a better venue for you to start off your season either, on that fast track up there in India. As Joe always tells us, that's where they run the combine, right? That's the fast grass up there. We should get you on that grass, see if it can speed your ass up a little bit. But anyway, Omar, we got the Dolphins with a day of rest today. They will play tomorrow. A little preseason action for you on a Saturday afternoon. If you got nothing going on, you sit back, watch a little of that Dolphin game tomorrow. So that should be fun. Omar, I'll be watching on a phone tomorrow, by the way, because I'll be at a child's birthday party.
Oh.
Where you paint your own something or other. I don't know.
It sounds fun. Is this in the new neighborhood or the old neighborhood?
Old neighborhood.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have we made new friends in the new neighborhood? Because you do live across the street from a park. So
not in the last two. No, I've been there about 2 weeks. I've not made any friends yet. So I'm in the market for some friends.
Not no, you.
I went to Charlotte for a week, and then I went to Disney for another week, which is a big mistake. and I say this every time I get back from there when we do those trips for too long. I say, well, never again, and then we end up doing it again. But we're working on it, Omar. We're trying to make friends.
Okay. You live across the street from a park. The people who do live across the street from a park, they've got no excuse but to make friends, you know?
That's true. I will work on that. Yeah. I have you, though, Omar. You live in the area.
For my barbecue invite.
You're a friend. By the way, I used a grill for the first time in my entire life.
Big boy time.
So I took the advice of a texter, and I bought the wood pellet grill because my fear was, like, I did not want the gas grill. Because I didn't want anything in my home that I could blow up.
Okay.
The gas tank can explode, theoretically, from what I read. And I just, like, again, I've never done this before, and I don't want to blow up the house, right? to see if the insurance works and all that stuff. So yeah. I didn't go with the gas grill.
Being
then everyone tells me the charcoal grill is like for experts. Like it's very difficult, tough to use.
Much better
at least
flavor.
It's the toughest. Yes, I agree. Yeah, much better.
It takes a little practice.
You have to control it. That's for expert level. Yes.
Yeah. So I went with the wood grill because someone recommended it it seems to be relatively easy. Like I did not destroy the food.
Okay.
It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. Kind of like the dolphins. it was 500.
Well, no, like the dolphins, practice makes perfect. You got to just keep on practicing, keep on building that culture, building.
Yeah,
that.
You got to work on it. You really do. So what did you put on it first?
We did some steaks and we did some chicken to go with. That was the first one. Now, my goal, my dream is to put like one of those full size briskets that I saw at Costco. Like one of those big $100 briskets, and like have Omar and everyone come over feast.
I don't think you should be cooking briskets.
I don't think so either.
Brisket is an expert level meat.
I completely agree with you. I respect the hell out of those barbecue guys that are like, you know, the grill masters and all that. I respect that. I don't know that this is for me. The problem is, like, I saw a video. I was watching a video, and the guy's like, "Well, you take your knife, your butcher knife, whatever." And I'm like, I don't have this, and you got to cut this part off of it. And this piece of fat, you got to cut this part, and you got to do this, and then you do the rub, and then you stick it on there for 8 hours. Yeah, and he's all right.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not a quick fix either. It's not like, no, it'll be done in an hour. No, this is an all day event, man.
I am a Baltimore Ravens esque griller. I can work just about any grill. I'm not expert level. I'm not like Kansas City Chiefs, but I would not attempt the brisket. I would not. I have gotten to the point where I don't know if I've ever eaten a good brisket because I'm trying to continue to level up the what a good brisket's supposed to taste like. And I have never really found it here in South Florida. They tell me best briskets in Texas. So when I'm in Texas, I'm definitely briskets on my level. You know, when I covered the Hurricanes, like my trip or food experience was always barbecue. I went to taste every barbecue from every southern or northern state. And so, but the thing I didn't discover brisket till maybe 5 years ago. It's just not something
that's new to you.
Yeah, it's new.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a whirl at some point, Omar, and you'll come over. And, you know, if you get sick, you get sick. We'll figure it out.
I definitely won't be eating a chicken.
I wanted to ask you, though, before we did hit the break, because we were talking about Shedeur Sanders. He's not going to go this week. And you told me you had some sort of theory.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Omar, he is an unbelievably polarizing player. Whether you like him, dislike him, whatever it is, like, he is very polarizing. And I don't know if that had to do with his fall in the draft. Everyone avoided him, though.
Or his father. Yeah.
And
or the attention that he gets. I certainly did not want
Cam Ward I haven't even heard a peep from Tennessee. I don't even know how Cam Ward's doing over there. I'm sure he's doing fine.
Nobody cares.
It is quiet around a number one pick, man. I have never
the most talked about draft pick is a fifth round selection. That is correct. And that's why everybody wanted to avoid him.
ESPN loves him. He gets ratings. Mm-hmm. And Omar, I think
every Cleveland exhibition game is nationally televised.
Is he good? Like, is he eventually going? Because my fear for him was that in the situation that they drafted him into, I didn't know that he had a path to even making that team. Mm-hmm. As you got Gabriel there, you got Pickett there, you got the Massage King there, and you got Joe Flacco there. So there's a lot of bodies in that quarterback room.
Daniel Gabriel, the rookie they drafted ahead of him,
the old Dolphin guy, too, right? Didn't he? On that team, or is he on a different team?
At
a certain point, did not even know if he had a chance to make that team, and I was concerned that this guy might never get a start in the NFL, just because you get buried so deep, and it is certainly tough, but. The guy ends up getting the first start in the preseason.
Looks
plays
phenomenal.
His ass off, and now he is hurt and will not play this week. And Omar says he has a theory.
Oh yeah,
and I know that you always have theories, Omar, and I'm very interested to hear your theory. Actually,
you know I'm a conspiracy theorist.
I know you are. And I like that. You're not an Aaron Rodgers level theorist, but you have more NFL related theories. Go ahead.
Yeah. I know Daniel Ofuzi, who used to work for the Miami Herald and covers the Cleveland Browns. I checked in with him probably about week two of training camp because people were saying that Shador had been the most impressive player quarterback in camp, even though he wasn't getting the most reps and was working fourth string. Daniel says that is correct. Now, never moved past the fourth string, but then all of a sudden starts the exhibition season. Now, my theory is, especially when you don't get the reps in practice, you're being set up for failure. Give you a prime example of that. Let's say Quinn Ewers starts Saturday's game against the Lions. Mm-hmm. Quinn Ewers did not take many snaps. Maybe he took 10 collective snaps based on what I've been told the last 2 days of joint practices because he was the third string quarterback. That's the time you get the most work for the starters, especially when they're not going to play in the game. So we would be setting Quinn Ewers up for failure if we said, hey, Quinn, you're starting and playing the first half of the first preseason game, correct? You would agree with that. If you don't get the work but then get the role, you're kind of setting somebody up for failure. Mm-hmm. Now, Shador by far exceeded, like, he didn't just exceed expectations. He shined in that game. I watched it twice.
I agree with you.
I watched it twice because I just
we gotta get you a hobby, my friend. But keep going.
This is my job. So
how many times you watched the Dolphins preseason game?
Right?
Oh, I watched the Dolphins preseason game like three times. So
fair.
Omar's a film guy, though.
Yeah, I am. So
go ahead, Omar.
He's set up for failure. He succeeds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And then, okay, now everybody's talking about him. Like, you tried to douse pour cold water on him by having him fail in the first exhibition game. He doesn't fail. In fact, he shines. It creates a bigger sensation. And all of a sudden, magically, an oblique injury. When did he take a hit? Because he didn't play for the last 2 days. Not to say that an oblique injury can't come out of nowhere. But when did he take a hit? Me, personally, I think that they are either trying to quiet down the Shador madness, which is part of the reason why I didn't want the Dolphins to draft him, or they're trying to trade him. And they don't want to put in. His stock ain't getting any hotter. It's not.
You believe that he is not injured, even though there was video of him holding his injury. You said you think that they said, do this, and you know,
your quarterback.
Sell it.
You think
they told him to do that?
No, I think they shelled him.
You think he's minorly hurt, but they're
they're
embellishing a little. Okay.
You also think an NFL coaching staff is setting up one of their players for failure?
Absolutely.
By the way, I wouldn't put anything past the Browns.
All the time.
I wouldn't put anything past the Browns, man. That organization is trash.
Is there an instance?
How many quarterbacks have they ruined? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks?
Baker Mayfield looks pretty solid.
Baker Mayfield looks like a good player. They destroyed Johnny Manziel. I mean,
Johnny Manziel and cocaine destroyed Johnny Manziel.
Well, it was alcohol, too.
I suppose. I heard Johnny Manziel driving in. I guess he's doing radio these days. I happen to be a Johnny Manziel fan. I know you know that.
He's doing national radio?
I don't know if it was national, but he was doing some radio. I'm sure he has a podcast. Everyone's got podcasts. But.
Okay, so what's an instance where the Dolphins set up a player failure, since it happens all the time?
I could give you Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, at the end of his career, he had a bonus to make. I don't remember how much money it was. They didn't play him in the final games, and they started limiting his reps at the end of the season. Same thing would happen with Ronnie Brown. Teams do this crazy stuff all the time. I think personally, in Buffalo, the caliber of weapons that they gave Josh Allen wasn't a setup for failure, but it was certainly we're going to test how really good you are. And because they were entering a critical, we need to pay him again, period. And that guy, there's no excuse for the caliber of weapons they gave him last year. He had nothing. He had nothing and still won at a very high level with nothing. So it happens all the time. Teams do nefarious things for whatever reason.
I'm with you. I'm sure there's some stuff going on. All right. Speaking of stuff going on, we do have to pause here. Joe's going to stop by with us shortly here. So we'll check in Detroit and see how Joe did last night. That, by the way, is assuming he didn't have a big night out on the town last night. So we'll see how that goes.
It's hard to have a big night out on the town in Detroit. Let me tell you.
Hey, man, I think Detroit gets a bad rap. I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff to do there. I watch those food shows.
There's a lot of casinos.
And there's some places to go.
There's a lot of good food spots.
What's wrong with casinos, Omar?
If you want to be
broke. You don't like to put in a good sports bet, doesn't mean that others don't. But we'll see. We'll get Joe on at some point.
What are you betting on, WNBA games?
Baseball? Preseason?
Oh, that's still going on. Oh, my bad.
Ohtani anytime home run?
Yeah. Oh, the Ohtani anytime home run is the most electric bet in all of sports. There is no more enjoyable bet than the Ohtani anytime home run, because when that thing hits, it's like I got to imagine that's the feeling of, like, you know, they spin that big wheel in all those Vegas casinos. That's got to be like that thing hitting on your number, man. Like when Ohtani just blasts one into the stratosphere and you get paid. That's the most electric.
Like, what's the payout on that?
It's always plus money. So usually plus 150, plus 175, give or take.
Okay.
Now, when I went to see him down here, I went to the 50-50 game. I just lucked out and was able to go to that game. We had the anytime home run bet, and that hit on the first at bat. And I probably should have kept rolling the money over, because he hit home run every time he went to the plate. But anyway, we'll take a pause. Joe is awake. Joe is good to go. We're going to talk to Joe at 7 o'clock here. So we'll take one more pause, come back at a few more Dolphins nuggets from Omar. And then we'll talk to Joe as we continue on here on this Football Friday.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about having great doctors when it comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.